Welcome. We're glad you're here. You're about to hear the teaching of Pastor Randy Castillo from Harvest Bible Church in Mojave Valley, Arizona. Please enjoy our website at hbcaz.org. So get ready. Find your Bible. Open your heart. Here is Pastor Randy.
Yes, Lord, it is your blood that has washed us white as snow, cleansed us of all our sins, brought us to new life. And Lord, right now, we come just praising you for being our God, being our Savior, being our hope. Lord, sometimes we really need to cling to that hope. And so, Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for worship. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's children said,
amen.
Awesome. You may be seated. Good evening. A couple announcements for you. Men's and women's ministry Bible study starts back up this Monday. Woohoo! They will be studying the book of Genesis. Pretty exciting. Some really awesome stuff there. So the women have Monday night at two from men and women, 6 to 8. But then the women also have another repeat of that if you can't make it Monday night, Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So keep that in mind. Now, I'll be doing the introduction for Genesis, and then I'll be out of there so y'all can do your thing without having my blabber mouth there. But I will do the introduction to Genesis, and then it'll ruin the rest of the book for you. So there you go. Hey, don't forget, we have Christmas cards. At least take time to look through the list of cards there. Maybe you have a card, maybe you don't. Don't worry about it. But at least, you know, every year a bunch of them get left. 2020's all. Did it not seem like this was the longest year ever? It sure did. Well, we're going to talk about time and this year and the next year coming up. If you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5, I've entitled our message Hindsight 2021 instead of 2020. Man, if we had hindsight, right? If we had known what we were going into. And listen, I think I've shared this. Maybe I did or didn't. But back in 2019, around November, the Lord really placed upon my heart that 2020 was going to be a year of change. And I told the leadership, the Lord's telling me change, 2020 change. So I started meeting with all the ministries. It was like, okay, we're going to change everything up. And then God said, you know, that of course the COVID hit. And I was like, no, I'm going to change things. Because listen, whether we agree with what has happened or not, understand God was not, he's not going, man, I had no idea 2020 was going to look like that. No, he knew. For God, he has total hindsight. He had hindsight back when he created Genesis. Back when you're going to look at Genesis, men and women. Back in Genesis, he knew what would happen in 2020. And he knows what's going to happen in 2021. But we don't know. And that's where you and I could benefit from some hindsight. However, neither one. Anybody here have a crystal ball that actually, if you do have one, get rid of it. Okay, you don't want a crystal. But listen, none of us know the future. However, we have God's word. And it's God who knows the future. And he's given us circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what is the will, what the will of the Lord is. Excuse me, sorry for messing that up. But listen, real quick, let me pray one more time. Father God, give us insight to your word, and may we apply this. May we be convicted to the core, and may we change. Lord, as we flip the calendar over, may we also flip our lives over to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here in Ephesians chapter 5, notice in verse 15 it says, See then that you walk circumspectly. That word in the Greek denotes a tightrope walker. When a tightrope walker walks across a tightrope, they're just like, no, every step, depending on how high they are, every step is placed with precision and thought and balance. That's the way we need to approach 2021. Circumspectly, making every step purposeful, balanced, and meaningful. Now, hindsight, as you know, simply means the recognition of the realities, possibilities, requirements of the situation, event, decisions, etc., after it occurs. You know, we often say, man, I wish I had hindsight. Hindsight 2020. You could see more clearly if you had known what was going to happen. Of course, we understand that. Listen, I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I developed hindsight that said, the sad part is many will realize once they've left this life, they will realize that they have made a grave error. Of course, we understand that they won't care. Those that will be sent to hell will be sent there for good reason. They will resent God eternally. But man, will they have some hindsight. Now, the world, the unbelieving world, understands the urgency of life. They do. They do. They may not believe in an afterlife, but they understand that life is urgent, that time is urgent. TV advertisers, they understand this. In fact, they take advantage of human angst and urgency of time. They do. That's why they say, hurry now. This is a limited offer. You have to act now. Don't miss out. It's like, oh, the time. They play on our emotions. It's a universal understanding that time is limited. Yet we all access the same 24 hours. And we schedule according to the measure of our life and the importance of our life. People who don't care about their life, they don't schedule anything. But the more you care and the more meaningful you feel towards life, the more you will schedule. But time is a reality that we're all about, yet we don't truly grasp and understand time. We don't. I'll give you an example. Look at the way we use the term time. Well, we say, hey, let's FaceTime. Okay. I need some me time. Oh, different than you time or us time or we time? Hey. I'm living on borrowed time. Didn't borrow overnight. I have barely enough for me, right? I need some downtime. Time's up. Is it downtime or time up? I don't know. We're saving time. Where do you keep it? Oh my, how time flies. Does it? We have all the time in the world. Uh-oh. Time out. See, time seems simple. Why? We go through life, and time, we just take it for granted, right? Well, it is quite complicated time. And here's the thing. It's only a confine to us. God is outside of time, and when we go to be with God, we also will then be outside of time. What is that like? I don't know. But time is quite complicated. Now, I ran across a very funny cute video. I say cute. It's a comedian. His name is Dave Allen, old-time comedian. From the 90s, way back. Way back in the 90s. But he talks about time. Watch the screen. Very funny.
We as parents do is we teach our children about time. We teach them important things like reading the clock. You actually think that's important? I'm going to teach you to read the clock. I'm going to teach you to read the time.
Why?
Because it's important that you know the time.
Why?
Because how would you know when to get up to go to school?
Mummy would make me.
What if Mummy wasn't there?
You'd wake me.
What if we both weren't there?
Wouldn't go to school.
How would you know when breakfast was?
I'd be hungry.
Shut up! Somebody came along to you and said, what time is it? And you didn't know, you'd feel stupid.
Well, why doesn't he feel stupid? He doesn't know.
Let me go through this whole thing.
Going to teach you?
I did it myself, with my son. I'm going to teach you how to read the clock. This is a clock. It's not actually a clock. It is a clock, but it's not a clock. It's a watch. It's called a watch. It's a wristwatch because it's on my wrist. Yes, it's a wristwatch because it's on my wrist and I watch it. Yes, it's very good. Now, there's time is made up of zones, periods of time, all right? There's hours and minute. No, not hours. No, they're not hours. They're hours. They don't belong to us. It's a different spelling. H-O-U-R-S. Not Howards. It's silent. I don't know. Now, on every day, there are 24 hours. 24 of these hours. 12 in the day and 12 in the night. I know I said there are 24 hours in a day. 12 in the day, 12 in the night. But a day is made up of a day and a night. What are you, stupid? I couldn't very well say Monday, Monday night. Everybody knows when I say Monday, I'm talking about the 24 hours. Now shut up and listen. Now, on every clock or watch, there are three pointers. They're called hands, all right? They point to the hour, all right? You understand that? There's the hour hand. That's the first hand, the hour hand. The second hand is the minute hand, and the third hand is the second. We'll do away. Forget about the third hand. Forget it. It's gone, all right? It's gone. And we have two hands. On the face of the clock, there are two hands, all right? There's the hour hand, which is the fat hand, and there's the thin hand, which is the minute hand. So you have a fat hand and a thin hand, all right? Fat hand, hours, thin hand, minutes. Right. Now, up the top of the clock, you see the number up there, 1 and 2. 1 and 2 is 12. It's not three. It would be three if you joined them together. We already have a three here on the side by itself. We don't need two bloody threes on a clock. So it's 12. All right? 1 and 2 is 12. So when the fat hand and the thin hand are pointing at the 1 and the 2, it is 12 o'clock in the daytime. Because it would be dark and you wouldn't be able to see it. The thin hand starts to move away from the fat hand. It likes the fat hand. Yes, it likes the fat hand, but if it wants to tell the time, it has to go away from the fat hand. So it moves away from the fat hand, leaving the fat hand at the 1 and the 2, and then it comes over to the 1 here by itself. You see the 1 to the right of the 1 and the 2? Now, that 1 is 5. Because it is, it's 5. 2 is 10, 3 is 15, 4 is 20, 5 is 25, 6 is a half. Half! Because 12 is the whole, so 6 is the half. 7 is 25, 2, or 35 past. So now what's actually happening is the thin hand is moving around the clock from the 1 to the 2, which is the 5 and the 10. And while he's doing that, the fat hand is moving slowly away from the 1 and the 2. Yes, because fat hands move slowly, that's right. Fat things waddle away, yes, that's it. And now by the time the fat hand has got around to the 1, which was the 5,
when the minute hand was pointing at it, and the one has come back right up to the one of the two, it is now what time? It is not 5 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock. Because when the thin hand points at it, it's minutes. The fat hand points at it, it's an hour. Now you be a good boy and learn how to read the clock. And I'll buy you a digital watch.
That was pretty good. That was funny. The truth of the matter is we can't tell time. Time tells us. It does. We make decisions based on time. The Bible has to inform us about the time. And it says right here in Ephesians 5:16 that we read. And by the way, keep your finger there because we're going to bounce back and forth to it. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Listen, if there's ever been a time in history that the days are evil, it's definitely the time that we are living in. This life that we have is all about time. It's all about what we do in our day. And here's the thing we know. Time waits for no one. It keeps moving. The Rolling Stones used to sing a song, "Time's on our side," but if you look at them, you know it's not. See, time is a construct of God. God decided that he would create this thing called time and put us in it so that we can be tested. Will we stand the test of time? God has allotted each one of us time to pray, time to worship, time for us to seek him, time for fellowship, time. Did we use 2020 for him? But are we using, if I knew this was the day. With the new year, new challenges, new heights, new lows. Happy New Year. Listen, this 2021 it's going into it is scary. I think 2021 is without God, has to be incredibly frightening. We had COVID, and now there's a new strain of COVID. Yay. Businesses are going out of business. People are struggling. January 6th is promising to be crazy. Please be praying. For many, 2020 didn't turn out anywhere near as good as others or as bad as others. It depends. For everybody, it's different. I had someone come up to me and say, man, 2020, I prospered more this year than any year. Others say that 2020 was the worst year they've ever had in their life. What was the determining factor? Time. Time. What did time do in your life and my life? Listen, time is scary. People, we, me, you, we don't like change. Tomorrow promises to be different than today. Many people like same thing. Change is scary. Yet it's a part of life. We go from day to night. We go from summer to winter. A caterpillar goes to and becomes a butterfly. You got the seed, becomes a adult, to a parent, to a senior, to sometimes having a job, to unemployed, and from a new job to a promotion, or from a job to no job. Listen, there's always change. Single, married, divorce. There's always change. And not all changes feel good. But God always has good in mind. The problem that you and I have is that often the things we do with our time isn't always with the idea of God. We often just do what we want with our time based on what we want. New in the Bible, listen, new time changes, it's replete. In God's creation, he designed that we are to change and have new beginnings. You have Old Testament, New Testament, new heaven, new earth, new covenant, new commandment, new name, new creatures, new nature, new bodies, new man, new wine, new song, new. You know what that means? Time. Something has changed. It takes time for change. You see, that is why God doesn't change. Why? He's outside of time. There's no time for him to change. He doesn't need to. When you and I get to heaven, we'll be done changing. No dressing rooms in heaven. I was dumb, I know. But the Lord doesn't change. Listen, Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." God doesn't change. The Lord Jesus doesn't change. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same, yes, the true word. Of course, man always in his error is God's word and make excuses. Or how about the Father? Good and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The Holy Spirit doesn't change. Lord Jesus doesn't change. The Word doesn't change. God the Father doesn't change. We change. God is never growing, changing, or aging. Change is meant for us. We're meant to learn. We're meant to grow. We're meant to mature. Not just in age. We're meant to mature spiritually. Yet so often, that's the thing we don't want. Because that means sacrifice. That means dying to my will and living for God's will. Listen, even birth, think about this, birth. You're born, you crawl, you walk, you talk, you learn to provide for you. Listen, that's a picture of Christianity. You're born again, you begin to crawl, you begin to walk, you learn to feed yourself, you get a job, which is where you begin to serve. Yet in so many Christians, time stands still. At least they think it is, because they don't mature. They don't grow. 2021 will be the same as 2020, as 2019, as 2018, as 2017. No difference. Same person, no new walk in Christ. They just stop growing. Don't push the envelope. I don't want change. I've been this way. Well, good for you. You're not God. See then that you walk. Walk, sir, planting each foot. Lord, is this what you want me to do? Lord, is this where the direction I'm to go? Lord, is this how I'm to be? And Lord, am I balanced or am I out of balance? Where am I, Lord, with you? But most people are just like, what do I want to do? Well, I don't want to go that way. That's too narrow. That's too difficult. That's too slow. I want to go on the highway, the broad road, the easy way. And that's what happens in the church. That's what happened in 2019. That's what happened in 2020. And oh, it breaks my heart. That's what will happen in 2021. How do people respond? People use human wisdom. We use human wisdom even in managing the time that God has given us. The time you have, it's not yours. You can't borrow it. You can't make it. You can't create it. You can't save it. It's his. But man, oh man, are we proud. Because we make our time about me. It's all me time. It's my time. Well, there's some kids that would love to, they could use another. Sorry, that's not my calling. That's not my time. Well, what is your calling? To sit on my couch and judge everybody else. The Bible addresses this. Honestly, I could do several weeks of sermon. I mean, the Lord is evil because they wouldn't touch job, recreation, all those things. My daddy's ran restaurants, nightclubs, sold drugs, chased women. Whether the gods which your father served that are on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Our time is His time. He gave it to us. We recognize that. We're new creatures in Christ. That's what you do. Before I was saved, I didn't give 1 second to Jesus Christ, to a church, to my fellow man. If I hung around you, it was, what can I get? What's in it for me? As soon as you didn't have something for me, I'm out of there, which is what a lot of people treat the church. As soon as it's not to there, I'm out of here. Bye. As for me, I will serve the Lord where God has called me. Period. End of story. And I will fight tooth and nail. Then I got saved. So before I was saved, I didn't have time for Jesus. I didn't have time for church. I didn't have time. I only had my time. This is my time. This is Randy's time. I got one life to live. I got to grab all the gusto I can. Then I got saved. And I went to a Sunday service. And I gave him my worship time. Then I began to fall in love with him. And it was at a Wednesday service like y'all are. And I gave him more time. And then I joined ministries and I gave him more time. And when, isn't that? Time belongs to he who created. Time belongs to he who is outside of it. Time belongs to he who gave it to you. You know, and by the way, before I was saved, I used to sleep 10, 12 hours a day. And 8 at night. I know, it's a lot. Listen, but before I was saved, it seemed like I never had enough time. But after I got saved, I realized I have eternity. I have eternity. Sometimes I have to realize, you know what? I can only get done today what I get done. You know what? Tomorrow's another day. But I gave Jesus my all today. And other days I go, man, I guess I left him out of my day, didn't I? My time is his. He gave me what I have. He's giving you what you have. And one day he'll say, you've had enough. You're out of there. And then it'll be hindsight. Oh, I guess I squandered a lot of that, didn't I? And God will say, that's okay, I love you, come on in. We can't outgive God, you know that? And I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about your time. I give him a little bit of my life and he gives me eternity. How about that? You cannot outgive God. You can't do it. He says he'll be a debtor to no one. You give him a little time, he gives you eternity. How about that? I love that. Time is his. We are in his time. So many in the church think that God's time is their good pleasure. It's what I want, what I like, what I need. And God's saying, really? What about the fact that it's all mine? Well, who are you to tell me what to do with my time? It's funny, but it's sad because I see that so often. And I just sit there and say, but I thought you followed God. Well, except when I don't like it, then I do it my way. That's why I always say that one of the most demonic songs ever written is that song, My Way, by Frank Sinatra, and Elvis Presley did it. I did it my way, my way, my way. It's like, well, what about God? We don't understand. His good pleasure is... God's good pleasure is what gives life its meaning. God's good pleasure is what gives life its meaning. Not Randy's good pleasure. That's the way the world believes. Do what makes you feel good. That's the meaning of life. I'm sorry, it's not. Let me give you an example. Down at Home Depot, you can buy an 8-inch PVC coupling. That's to put 2 8-inch pieces of white pipe together. So I run down to Home Depot and I grab one, and there were only 2 left. I grab one and the other dude grabs the other. And we both go our merry way. I go home and I use it and I plug it in, and all of a sudden there's clean water in my house. It's used to survive. It's used to cleanse. It's wonderful. What happens is now what's flowing through that is more valuable than that. I don't realize how valuable water is until you don't have it. It's worth more than $9, I'll tell you that much. Now, the other dude who bought that other coupling, he took it home, but now his pipe is carrying waste through it. Same $9 piece of coupling. In fact, from the outside, both couplings look the same. Both white, but on the inside, one is giving life and cleansing. The other one, well, you figure it out. Here's the question. Though you and I look the same, what's flowing through your life? Is it life-giving, refreshing water of God's word, or is it garbage? 2020 is over. What have you offered the world? Garbage? Sewage? Your pleasure? The word of God that brings life and cleanses sin. What is your life about? You can sit and say God bless you and live, sit piously and welcome people and high in this and be garbage on the inside. Look the same as everyone else. You know right now, what was 2020? Was it garbage or was it life-giving water to others? Both will look the same. One is clean, both are clean on the outside, but only one is clean on the other's inside. The other is dirty, flowing with chunks of degradation. I'm sorry. Let me read another verse, but I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. I was going to go off on a tangent. Thank God you stopped me, Lord. Isaiah 64:6, about our righteousness being filled pure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall. Our sins sweep us away like the wind. Listen, this verse tells Pastor Randy that my best is filthy rags. My best is filthy rags. But because of that cleansing of God's word, because of the cleansing of God's love, because of the cleansing, we sang, what can wash us white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But here's the problem. So many of us want Jesus on the cross so his blood can wash us, but don't ask me to carry my own cross. We want the cross for Jesus, but not for ourselves, because it's my time. I got things to do. I'm a world changer. It's time for us to be cleansed. It's time for 2021 is a time. It's a moment. If you're going to make a New Year's resolution, it should be to totally be sold out to God and say, this year is yours for once. Time for us to be cleansed. Time for us to be a conduit of something good. Time for us to be useful to God and to others. And someone will go, well, Pastor Randy, a sewage pipe is useful. Listen, no, stop, Randy, gosh. It is useful. But you can live without the sewage pipe. You cannot live without fresh water. And you can figure out how you can do that. I'm not going to explore that. Turn back to Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse 16 and 17. So he says, walk circumspectly, right? Being careful each step. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. In other words, God gave you time. Now redeem it. Use it for something for his good. Use your time to bring him glory. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And then he lays it heavy on us. And listen, you think I'm being heavy today, this evening? Like, well, that's kind of a heavy New Year's message. Listen to Paul. He says, if you don't do this, if you don't walk circumspectly, if you don't redeem the time for God because the days are evil, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what is the will of God. And then he says, do not be a fool. He said, don't be unwise. He starts off nice. Listen, you're not too wise. Later he says, don't be a fool. Understand, here you go. Look at what are we to understand? Here we go. But understand what the will of the Lord is. And we go, oh, that's nice. Understand. No. Please don't just pass over that. Why? Because too many in the church only know what their will is. I know my will. You know, we say, thy will be done. No, that's not you, though. That's his. For so many, it's like what I want, what I believe, what I think. Even having been cleansed, if there's dust, poof, pipe. But you take and allow that conduit of fresh living water. Even Jesus said, out of your heart will spring living water. Some people aren't even a trickle. We can be refreshed. And we can be refreshing to God, to others. Our life can be also lived as waste. Did you waste 2020 on your own good pleasures? Or did you use 2020 to bring glory to the living, loving God that you say you love? That's why Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. I'm no longer Randy Castile who lived for himself, drugs, sex, and rock and roll. I like country music. I do. I like everything. But just a new thing. A new beginning, change. Once God gets a hold of you, every year there should be change. God likes change. Be new. Be cleansed on the inside and the outside. Don't just look good on the outside. Just watch TV. The question is, when we become a conduit down to an art form, does righteousness flow as easily through us as the sin has flowed through us? See, both pipes flow without any problem. That's why they get replaced. You put a fresh one in there, man, that stuff is flowing, whether it's good or bad, whether it's clean or filthy. Before I was saved, man, the filth flowed through me. Oh, it's almost like a nightmare. It is a nightmare. And since I've been saved, man, it's a different flow. Not always perfect. I wish it was better. I'm praying for better. I want 2021 to be better than 2020, that's for sure. But here's the thing. What does it mean when you say, I can't, I don't have time? If I could make some time, if I had some... We all have the same time. It's from God. Your 24-hour, my 24-hour, Billy Graham when he was alive, his 24-hour. All the same. It's what do we do with our conduit? What is flowing through our pipe? Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what is the will of God. My time and how I use it, here you go, shows what is valuable to me. When I use my time for God, when I take the time that I have been allotted and I use it for his glory, and I say I love the Lord, you can say, I think he does. Romans 13, 12. The day is at hand, therefore let us put on the armor of light. See what that, Romans 13? The night is far spent, that's time. The day is at hand, the day is coming, that's time. Let's cast off the works of darkness. See, I lived in the night. When I was unsaved, I was a creature of the night. I lived for the night. I slept during the day so I could party all night. But we are to put on armor of light. We're heading into a new year. If we had a recording of last year, if you were to give an account for last year, what would it sound like? Could you just play 2018 for 2020 and then at the end of 2021 play the same recording and say, yep, same thing. I live for me, live for me, live for me, live for me. Oh, God, get a little time. Live for me, live for me, live for me. Oh, you got a moment. And listen, we all make New Year's resolutions, right? And everyone comes up to the end of the year and they go, oh, this year, more for God, more for God, right? That's one of the New Year's. Another New Year's resolution is to lose weight, right? Everybody makes a commitment. I joined the gym so that I could lose $30, $40 a month. Most often, if we were to do a top 10 New Year's resolution, 90% of the list is self, right? Spend more time with the family. That's not self, but spend more time it's to, you know, get in shape. It's self-motivated. And then one, well, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, seek the Lord more, you know, so yeah, throw one in there, you know, because I'm a Christian. I ought to put one of those on my top 10 list. It can all change this year. I'm not sure, folks, what this year is going to look like. We may get in a week into this year, and January 6th, I'm just telling you, hang on to your hats, kids. It's promising to be a bumpy ride. Here's a good quote. Though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. Right? I mean, over and over again, we hear the same verse over and over. You're going to hear it a billion times here. You'll hear it a billion times at any other church. You hear it a billion times on Christian radio. Well done, thy good and faithful. Enter into the joy of the... Yeah. Right? Well, how do you achieve that? Who do you think's going to hear that? If I ask you, hey, who do you think's going to hear that?
Well, I am.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Because I'm me. It's like,
too often, the only thing that changes from one year to the other is just a number. One digit. Nothing else in life does. Here's what we can all do equally, and I think we're good at it. I'm good at it. You know what I'm good at? What I'm really good at? Wasting time. Out of the year. To be seen, but service unto Jesus. What would that percentage look like for you and me? It's his time. It's not my time. It's not your time. Proof, try and control it. Try and stop time right now for 1 second. Do me that favor. Do it. It's because it's not yours. It's not mine. There's a song by Pink Floyd. It's called Time. It says this. These are unbelievers ticking away the moments that make up a dull day. Frittered and waste the hours in an offhand way, kicking around on this piece of ground in your hometown, waiting for someone or something to show you the way. Tired of laying in the sunshine, staying at home to watch the rain, you're young and life is long. There is time to kill today. Then one day you find 10 years have gotten you behind. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. Then you run and you run to catch up to the sun, but it's sinking, racing around to come back behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. I bet you all want to go and hear that one right now, huh? It's true. That's an unbeliever recognizing that, listen, time doesn't wait for us. What are you doing with your time? Builds this, and you build up an empire, and then you give it to somebody who says, listen, you might be a skilled the kingdom of God. And that's eternal. And that's a reward that never ceases to blow our minds. Listen, most Christians, there's a lot of people out there. I've seen this bumper sticker. It's kind of died out. I think more it was something in the 80s. You know, that's my era. In the 80s, it was very popular to have a bumper sticker that says, he who dies with the most toys wins. Toys are not the prize. Toys are a distraction from the prize. Jesus Christ is the prize. Psalm 65:11. Watch this. You crown the year with your goodness. Your paths drip with abundance. Did you catch that? You crown, God, you crown the year with your goodness. Your path drips with abundance. I love that. Hindsight's 2020. 2019, I had no idea when God said there would be change. Nope. Man, has it changed. But that doesn't mean that my purpose, my direction, I don't have to then become a conduit for garbage. But I can. Just because a year changes in a bad way, I can change, we can change, you can change in a good way. We don't have to follow the flow. We're our own conduit. We can flow our own direction. That my brothers and sisters at HBC devote our time to the giver of time, to the giver of eternity. We need to be conduits of his goodness. Let's read the verse again. Ephesians 5:15-17. And see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days, they're evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I'm going to tell you a little story in closing. So a non-Christian man, not a Christian, went to the doctor. And the doctor said, Mr. Smith, I'm just going to call him Mr. Smith. Your blood test came back. You're going to die. You have HIV. And he says, how can that be? I'm a faithful man in my marriage. I'm not a drug user. I don't know. How is that? How can it be? And the doctor said, I don't know how that can be. You have HIV, sir. And you are going to die. Of course, that man, he went home. He was disconnected. Everything lost its flavor. Everything was flavored colors. And he didn't see it, you know, through his tears. Even when he went home, the hugging of his wife wasn't the same. It just felt meaningless. He felt alone even in a crowd. Joy, laughter seemed empty. And enjoy life. He went back for another appointment. The doctor set him down and said, sir, we made a mistake. It wasn't your blood. You're fine. You're going to live. This guy walked out of there. He was mad. He had spent a couple of weeks in horror. But he felt like he had new life. That was good news. Little does he know he's still going to die. He has a disease worse than HIV, worse than cancer. But one of you could be the conduit of a new life for someone like that man. Or we can just be another sewer line. Or we can be empty, just dust. We get to choose. What is 2021 going to be? And here's the thing. We got to make a commitment today, because if we won't commit today, we never will. Time, it's limited. And hey, hindsight, it's 2020 or 2021. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. It's a challenging year, Lord. Challenging year. And Father, who knows what this next year holds? Maybe it lets up. Maybe it's worse. But we don't have to change with the world. We can change for the better. We can change into those conduits of living life. Even when there's storms, the conduits are still sending that fresh flow of water. Lord, we don't have to be refreshed and refreshing. We can be alive and serving. Father God, we can be all that you want us to be if we would just give you back the time you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to show us what it means to live sacrificially. Father, may we follow Paul as he follows you. And Lord, may we do what you said, pick up our cross and follow you. And so, Lord, we love you, praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and sing one last song.